Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking about the reasonableness of homeowners associations with Mr. Brian Links of City Property Management Company. I really appreciate Mr. Links taking time off of his personal weekend time to join us here at Rosie on the House, join the conversation on homeowners associations. He and I were talking yesterday afternoon a little bit about today's interview, and Brian, I can't continue the conversation without asking you to go into the history of homeowners associations.
That one's kind of fun. So I was asked that question about 10 years ago, where did these homeowners associations come from? And if you look back in time, you go way back to when the settlers came across and landed in the East Coast, and we had what we knew was the Puritans. And the Puritans said, hey, you want to live with us, you'll do things like this, you'll build your house like this, your religion will be like this, and everything will be like this.
The Mayflower Compact was the first homeowners association.
There you go. They branched off and said, hey, you know, we want to have this certain way of life, and this is how we do it. And then you leap forward and you look at retirement communities. You know, I'll use the local name of Del Webb, but there are many other developers that did that in the late 50s, began using age-restricted housing. And what popped from there was, oh, hey, we can use these deed restrictions now to keep other neighborhoods in a certain way, meaning, you know, whether the architecture, whether the landscaping, the how we do things. And so those retirement communities, when the elderly said, hey, you know, we don't want to build schools in our neighborhood and we don't want to pay tax for that and everything else, that's where those big communities started out and the deed restrictions started. And then they developed into the condominiums, living close to each other, stacked above, next to, or attached. Those started way back in the 30s and in co-ops and things like that. But the planned unit developments came out of some of our elderly housing and deed restrictions that way. And you can go all the way back to Plymouth Rock, probably, and find an HOA. Hey, Rosie, if I may,
yes.
There was one thing I forgot to say that I think is important. You know, when you're going to buy that house, or even if you're going to the builder's office to build a new house, and you know who the management company is, go to their office. Ask to meet with the community manager and their supervisor for 15 minutes to ask them some questions about the community. Nobody does that anymore, and maybe it takes up too much time, but boy, you sure get a wealth of information if you sat down and said, hey, how are things in this neighborhood, and what about this, and what about that? I think it would be a great start, and so just wanted to throw that idea out to you as well.
That's a great takeaway for our listeners. Do you have one or two other favorite little points to hear?
I got to go back to hire professional community management. Look at those disclosures. And if you're in the association already, read the budget when it comes out each year. Understand it. Go to the meetings. That's the next thing. Go to the meeting. As much as sometimes they're painful, go to the meeting. Ask questions. Don't be belligerent. Everybody wants to work together. I think one of the things that in anything we do, when we go off the tracks and we get a little wild and far right, far left, that's when people stop listening. But when we all are reasonable and we sit down around the table, there's pretty much nothing we can't overcome if we work together. And look for those dispute resolution things in those CC&Rs. Some of these new communities and even the old communities have things that say, hey, before we can go to court and sue somebody, do any of those nasty things, there's a sit-down provision that says, let's sit down at a table and see if we can work out our differences. And again, for all people, I hope reasonableness is the term we should all try to subscribe to that makes the world better.
When you go into the neighborhood with a homeowner association, you're signing a participatory contract.
That's correct. That is correct. It's a contract, and that's why, Rosie, you and I talked. We sign contracts for real estate transactions. We got hundreds of pieces of paper we sign and we don't really read, right?
Guilty.
We got to read them. And, a little boy from Wisconsin, when we did real estate transactions in Wisconsin, we always did them with a lawyer at the table simply to explain in layman's terms what you were signing, right? I sometimes wonder if we need something like that in Arizona. a service. And I, as I was thinking since I talked to you yesterday, I've been thinking, well, how could I start a little business that's consulting that can help homeowners call me and go, hey, read my CCNRs and fire these questions. Does it look like I can do this? Does it look like I can do that? That's what's needed, some layman's terms to be able to educate people so that they can go, hey, this is the one that fits for me. Because not every association is the same, and one size doesn't fit all. And so you got to find the one that really works for you and your family and what you want to do with your home.
Brian Links, president of City Property Management Company, I can't thank you enough for, again, donating your generous weekend time off to join us here at Rosie on the House.
Love to do it anytime. Honored to be on your show. Always listen to your show, and thank you for what you do too, Rosie.
Brian, thanks a million. Really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right. So, Romy, you're a little more open to it?
I would have to say the biggest thing I took away from that is how far back HOAs go.
Yeah, at least they're not telling you how to dress anymore, right?
Or the Puritans, or that you have to come to their
The Puritans had a dress code, a shaving code, you know, a hygiene code, a religion code.
So, I'm still not moving into a community with an HOA, but there's definitely some takeaway highlights from that.
Y'all stay tuned for the last half hour of Rosie on the House.
Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.